1, 2, 1, 2. And I say 1, 2. Hey, good morning. Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch prez, Kenny Hodge, with a quick postal podcast. A little bad, mostly good. Hey, listen, let's start with the bad and then we'll end on some real positive notes. Listen, it is brought to my understanding or brought to my attention that the post office just converted, Columbus, Ohio post office, just converted 16 MHAs. Hey, congratulations to the 16 mail handler assistants that have just been converted or will be converted to regular mail handlers. Hey, congratulations. Get with your union so they can give you information on the things that change with respect to your employment as a part of you being converted from an MHA to a full-time regular mail handler. But I got to give the gas face to the post office. It is my understanding, again, because I'm not privy to these conversations that take place with management. So most of what I'm going to say to you, I'm hearing from employees. 16 MHAs were converted. They were told they are all going to be unassigned regulars. They have no say in what tour they go to. And the post office thinks that they should just be happy because they're now career employees. Well, I say negative. I say they should not just be happy. And the Postal Service, Columbus, Ohio in particular, should be ashamed of itself for the manner in which they treat employees. Now let me say this. It is a beautiful thing that they are now converted to full-time. But there's a manner in which you accept new people into your career employment opportunities. That manner should be predicated upon treating them as valuable assets from day one so that you increase the possibilities of having a productive and somewhat happy employee. Now, for these folks to be converted and just automatically made unassigned regulars with no say as to what tour they go to, well, that may create some initial family problems. Especially when, to the best of my knowledge, there's a process. Now, the post office has said that, and again, I'm giving you all secondhand information because I did not personally meet with anyone from implant support. But the word is, there was only one unassigned job, which I have to laugh at. If with one unassigned job, it is not my knowledge or my understanding that the post office converts or creates regular employees to have a tour of unassigned regulars. That's just me, and I'm going to kind of cut that short because I could talk to you about that subject for about an hour. But again, I'm glad they got converted, but the manner in which it's happening is causing a lot of stress on these MHAs. One MHA has been working toward two for the greater part of her career. Her home life, her family life is set up for tour two. So what happens? The post office puts her on tour one. When, if there was a vacant job, a residual bid, I said if, then they should have gone through the process of by letting the senior MHA pick and trickle down to the junior one. But again, their response to why do we have so many MHAs being converted with nowhere to place them is because they needed the personnel and there was only one residual vacancy or unassigned job, however they want to phrase it. But I say nonsense. And MHAs, please get with your union. And again, when I say get with them, continue to get with them. Maybe two or three times if you need to. But somebody needs to put up some kind of opposition and make sure that the MHAs that are converted in a professional manner that has decency and order. Now, mind you, when I was in office, I've communicated with headquarters about this, and headquarters is not in favor. Yes, I have the emails before we start. Headquarters is not in favor of that. And from the best of my understanding, they are in line to think that they should be given 2 to 3 days and opportunities to select what's available. Now, the whole thing falls apart because the post office in Columbus says nothing is available. I just don't buy that, but that's just me. Hey, three other quick items. Did you know that your local union 304 has a fund set up for members who are injured and are hospitalized? Again, all you have to do is you or someone you know, contact one of the stewards. They verify that you are hospitalized or out of work. Again, they'll give you the particulars on that. And the union will send you a nice fruit basket or flowers. The members that have received them were very thankful for them. Also, did you know that once you retire, Local 304 has set up a watch or dollar value fund? And please pardon me because I don't have the fund in front, the form in front of me. And I don't know if it's a dollar amount and a watch or both. So I don't want to put it out there. But I do want you to understand that when you retire, there's papers that you can fill out notifies Local 304 that you're retiring, and they send you a nice gift. And last but not least, they have death benefits. I know a subject most of us don't want to talk about, but it's a reality. And if you are a member in good standings with Local 304, there is a death benefit that they pay. So, and the reason I say, did you know, I'm sure most of you don't know. This is why I'm putting it on the podcast today. I know of many members in Columbus, Ohio. And again, don't take this as a slam, union. If they don't know, they don't know. We just did a poor job of making sure they knew. I know a lot of soldiers. I know a lot of mail handlers that have been injured, hospitalized, and not received this fund because no one notified the union. I have a mail handler I'm talking to right now who just retired. No one told her about the watch or the dollar amount certificate. And on the death benefits, again, let's make sure that as a union or as a mail handler in Local 304, under the sound of my voice at this time, if you know someone who's been injured, hospitalized, let the steward in the office that they reside in, and they're a member in good standings, let the steward know. And again, if you're down and out at home recovering and you receive a fruit basket or a bouquet of flowers or arrangement of flowers, that's got to make you feel a little better. And it also makes you feel better about being a part of the local. So flowers, flower funds, retirement, and death benefits. Let's make sure that we get that word out to the members, so that everyone can share in this benefit that has been set aside for you by your local. Again, I just have to end this quick podcast today with unions. Let's please investigate and become proactive into this MHA conversion. Yeah, let's verify that what the post office says is happening. And if not, let's see if we can work for a quick recovery or a quick fix so that the MHAs can be happy about this, their next career step, not in a state of turmoil. Hey, this is Branch Prez, Kenny Hodge. Oh, and by the way, I'm now working on tour 2. My hours are 8:30 to 5. So if you need to contact me, email, text me, or if you see me at work, that's fine also. But just letting you know, I've gone from tour 3 to tour 2, and I gotta tell you, it's kind of okay. Hey, let's have a great day. I'm gonna send you out with just a little bit of these beats I have in the background. But remember, United, we stand real tall.